You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What are you doing going out on a school night?
Right. Yeah, we were talking about it quite a bit yesterday. I was super excited because it was Colorado Pint Day yesterday, where they released these special limited edition pint glasses, and everybody rushes out to collect them. And I had about three breweries scouted out near me where I was going to try to stop and get one. And I was looking on Facebook at about 2 in the afternoon yesterday, and they had all posted that they were sold out, that the glasses were already gone by 2 in the afternoon. And then I was supposed to go out with a buddy, you know, to go do this. And I messaged him. He's like, screw it. Let's just go out anyway and grab a beer and catch up. So I was like, fine, let's do it. So luckily, the place that we ended up, I just happened to be sitting at the bar with him. I was like, do you have any more of those glasses? He's like, you are in luck, man. He's like, we just got a few more boxes in just within the past hour or whatever. Hey. So I was able to score my glass, which was very, very cool. It's a very beautiful glass. And then I had received a message from one of the original breweries that I was going to go to. And they said, hey, Jer, we know you're a fan of our location. We set one back for you. I was like, aww. Oh, that's awesome. So I ended up getting two of them last night because after we were done getting drinks, I scampered over to the other place and got my other one. So it was a really, really good night. I will tell you, Dom, I probably had one too many beers for a Wednesday night, but it was just really good catching up with a friend of mine. And by the time I got home, I was pretty toasty. And
wait a minute.
What?
Are you hungover this morning?
I got a headache.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I've ever worked with you when you had a hangover before.
I am such a responsible square that I don't ever go out on a Wednesday night, you know, on a work night to go grab drinks. And I did, and I loved it. And it wasn't my highest point when I got home and I devoured the beef stroganoff that Nicole had left for me. Yeah. And then I went back into the fridge and cracked open the container with all the leftovers and ate the entire leftover container as well.
Attaboy.
So man. Not only do I have a headache, I feel like I weigh 200 pounds right now because of all the beef stroganoff that's in me. You know what? Whatever. It was nice to go out. You know what my big takeaway is? I mean, I don't know if there was more people because it was a special alcohol day for the state, but the amount of people that were at a bar on a Wednesday,
yeah,
every seat was full. Every single seat. And I was looking around, and everyone was having, like, you know, old fashions and, you know, vodka tonics. And I mean, it was hard liquor. They weren't there for the beer day.
You know what's funny about this to me? I mean, it's cool and it's a great event. And I'm glad you got your glasses.
Yep.
And I think it's hilarious that you're hungover on a Thursday morning show. That's great. But what's funny about it is you can buy alcohol any day of the week.
Sure.
And it's funny that all they have to do, the bars just have to get together and say, hey, everybody, it's National Pint Day. And they, like, quadruple their business for
a
Wednesday.
Do. Yeah.
It's like, you could go any Wednesday and buy beer.
Well, that's my observation. Like, people were there and they weren't drinking beer. So, like, how many people are out there on Tuesday and Wednesday nights just drinking themselves silly? Because I'm not in that scene, you know?
You know, power to the the breweries and the bars in general for saying, hey, we're going to make this a special day. You know, our business will be booming when you can drink anytime.
And
people say, well, it's National Pint Day. I guess we got to go out.
People are drinking at any time, and I had no idea. I really didn't. But the bartender was complaining. He's like, we are so understaffed tonight. And he was working his butt off. I mean, he was.
Well, they knew it was
like
Pint Day. Why didn't they plan?
I don't know. He's like, we're really, really understaffed.
It's like those businesses that used to complain about Groupons, right? They said, we would put out a Groupon and our business would explode and we didn't have the staff. But if you hire a bunch of staff, then as soon as the Groupon expires, you got to let the staff go. And they said it was a no win for the restaurants.
Okay.
You know, they're like, crap, what do? We either run our existing employees to death or we bring people on. I talked to one restaurant manager who said that what they used to do is they would hire people and tell them up front, this is a 1 month job.
Yeah, this is contract.
We're going to pay you really well for the next month, but we're not going to need you after this Groupon expires.
Yeah.
Well, are Groupons still a thing? Do they still exist?
I haven't used one in thousands of years.
I haven't heard that word in ages. I don't know why it popped into my head.
I don't know.
I will tell you that you should probably have a really good show today, and I'm going to tell you why. You've heard me talk before about my crazy 1990s, right? I was an absolute lunatic in the 90s, getting a lot of crap out of my system. And at the time, the radio station was down on the 16th Street Mall. We were in the Tabor Center, which is right there, you know, near Lodo. And I would go out on weeknights so late and get so effed up that I would come back to the radio station and just sleep on the couch in the office.
Yeah.
And I mean, because I would pull in at like 1 a.m. or something and had to be on the air at 5 in those days.
Yeah. So.
And I would just go to sleep on the couch and get up. And I kid you not, often those next days were some of the best shows I ever did.
Well, yeah, you got to focus a little bit more, I think. You know, you got to
really think about
the words that are coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, it was slightly a mess, but the shows turned out to be really good.
Well, that's
so
great.
So the fact
good
that you're hungover today.
Well, let's not. It's just a headache. I mean,
dude, if you had a little
I'm
bit
hydrating.
Too much, and you had, too, you got a headache this morning, and a little bit too much last night. That's a hangover. It doesn't have to be a severe one. You have a mild hangover.
I have a mild.